time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Connie Hamilton, and we're going to talk all about Greek Festival. Now, we didn't have a Greek Festival last year because, you know, nothing went on last year, it seems like. And this year it's coming back, and we're going to have, you know, the fun stuff. And, of course, everybody just wants to hear about the food. And I think that's all I want to hear about, too. But we're going to talk about everything. Connie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me be here and representing the Committee for Greek Festival Days and the Ascension Greek Orthodox Church.
Well, let's start talking about just the tradition of the Greek Festival and what kind of, you know, it's like the one fundraiser really for the Greek Church throughout the whole year, isn't it?
It is. It is the main fundraiser. The Philoptikos does several fundraisers during the year, the bread sales and a few other things. But this is the main fundraiser for the church. And the funds go to a lot of the charities locally. And it also goes to maintain the status of the church that is on the Utah Historic Society list right now.
And it's, you know, if you've never, I'll tell you what, if you've never been in the Greek church, this is the perfect opportunity. It is a gorgeous building inside and outside. And we're going to talk about all kinds of the fun stuff that's going to go on right around Greek Festival. You said this year it's a little bit different. You're kind of easing back into it, aren't you?
Right. Well, like you said, last year we did not have anything at all, probably worldwide. And we're doing this in compliance with the Southeastern Utah Health District guidelines for COVID. So, you know, social distancing is still kind of important at this time. I think most people have been vaccinated, but nevertheless, it's pretty hard to social distance at Greek Festival. And so we're just not quite ready to have Greek Festival Days the way that Carbon County has had it in the past. But this year we're going to do an express, which is just food, and you'll pick up the food and take it to your own retreat and enjoy there. We're not going to have dancers or entertainment. However, Chris Dokas has volunteered to come and play, give some ambiance on Friday evening from 4 to 8 and again on Saturday. So that's pretty much the only entertainment that we will be having.
Okay, so and you will also... One of the other things, you know, the food is like I said, but it's also the goodies and the desserts. Are those going to be there, and what kinds of things are you going to have?
So this is going to be very different this year for us, and bear with us because we're learning as we go as well. We're charging $20 a platter, and that includes one entree and four side dishes. So you can choose your own entree. You can choose a gyro, and I think most people know what gyros are, and souvlaki, which is the shish kebab, or the Greek chicken, which is a Greek baked lemon chicken. And you can choose one of those, and then you'll get the four side dishes with it. The four side dishes include rice pilaf, two domades. Those are grape leaves that are stuffed with seasoned rice and meat and baked in a lemony broth. And then a tiropita, which is a cheese triangle. Everyone loves tiropitas. Oh, my gosh. And fasolia, which that is the green beans that are baked with onions and tomatoes and spices, and those are yummy. So you get all of those things plus your entree for $20. And the only thing that we have that's a la carte this year would be gyros. So if somebody wants to buy a gyro separately, those would be $6 each. The pastries are boxed to go. And we're trying to do everything so that it's prepared ahead of time and we're in compliance. So we did like four curumbiadas, which are the powdered sugar cookies. And those would be boxed in a box of four for $6, or four finikia, which are the round dipped in a syrup and covered in nuts, and those would be four in a box. So you have to buy the box, four baklava, Now, the kulereike are the twisted ones that have sesame seeds usually on top, but these are, we're selling them 12, a dozen for $6. And then the sweet bread, which is the sudeiki, for $8.
So get on down there to the Greek church, and it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be different this year, but different's okay. And but you're still going to have the food, you're still going to have the atmosphere, and you can go out and just enjoy it and listen to some great music. And, you know, of course, like I said, get that food and get those desserts and those pastries. Connie, once again, let's give them the dates and the times and all that good stuff.
Okay, it's July 9th and 10th. It's always the first weekend in July, and we will begin serving at 11 a.m. and going until 8 p.m., both Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Come on down to the Greek Orthodox Church in Price and have yourself some great food, see a couple of friends, and just enjoy yourselves this year at the Greek Festival. Connie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
And thank you so much. And we hope to see everyone come down and enjoy and grab your food and come back for seconds and come back the next day as well. Oh. Thanks again, Dave, so much. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, once again, that is Connie Hamilton with this year's Greek Festival going on July 9th and 10th. At the Greek Orthodox Church, starting at 11 and running till 8 o'clock both nights. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.